You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. I'm joined by Carrie Frank in the Comply 365 offices in Beloit. Carrie, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. Pleasure to be here today.
We're going to talk a little bit about Comply 365 today and the Beloit area. So just to start us off, talk about Comply 365. What's new for the company and what are you looking forward to most?
Sure. Well, we always have a lot of new things happening at Comply 365. This year, we're really excited about expanding internationally, as well as moving into airports heavily in the United States around mobility. And what we do best is digitizing the workplace for airlines. And so we've got some exciting growth happening at our company this year.
That's excellent. So we're here in the Ironworks building. What kind of growth have you seen around this space and in the Beloit area as you yourself have been growing?
Yeah, I moved here about 4 years ago, and I was really the first high-tech company in this facility at the Ironworks building. And so they cast the vision that they really had this beautiful vision of building it out and attracting more companies, and they did it. That's what's incredible, right? Because yeah. A lot of times you hear those types of things, but they're saying, Carrie, if you move here, you know, we want to build this out. And what's so exciting, I would say, is the amount of companies that have moved in. We have a lot of high-tech companies, and the whole downtown area has changed. We have all these new restaurants and places to shop and all of these things that we can connect with our community. And we're really excited because a brand new YMCA is opening this summer, and I can't even begin to tell you how thrilled my team members are to have that right in our building. They're going to have childcare right out their door, workout facilities. So, I mean, if you haven't been to Beloit recently, I mean, you should get here because this community has changed quite a bit in the last few years.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So why do you see Beloit as being uniquely positioned to compete as a tech hub with other places like Madison and Milwaukee?
Well, I think there's people that want the Midwest lifestyle. They want to raise a family. They want to maybe have their kids do, like, you know, the football and all the things that, you know, this area has to offer, but maybe not live in the big city or have to deal with traffic or those types of things. And for us, Beloit has been an awesome place because we're really close to the interstate. We travel a lot, so we can get to the airports really quickly, but our employees never have to sit in traffic. And they have a great quality of life to raise families. They have a low cost of living, and we pay at real market rates. So, I mean, they get to take more of that money home to their family.
Yeah, and I can see looking around the building here how much you seem to care for your workers. There's some amazing spaces where people are playing ping pong, and it's all part of the same constructive space. So that's really great to see. And finally, when you're competing with bigger companies like Google, what challenges do you see most chiefly for you guys, and why choose Beloit?
Sure. I know when I started the company, a lot of people told me I would never grow a tech company in the Midwest because I couldn't compete against those types of things. But you know what? We have such a great amount of people that have access to in this region that go to great schools like the UW, Milwaukee School of Engineering, and they want to live here. And, you know, the turnover rates at Google and Amazon and all those companies are just incredible. I think they just came out with a stat last week that they're like up in the 25 percentile turnover rates.
Wow.
And for a company like us, you know, we have long-term people that are here, you know, because they're all in and we're doing this together for a journey. And that's really exciting for them instead of having to climb a corporate ladder and worry about all these turnovers and having to constantly train and learn with new people. In Beloit, Wisconsin, we can just have a solid core people that have a great culture, and speed for business is so much faster when we can keep a trusted group of team members all together and we're all in and all committed to the same journey.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, thanks again for taking the time to chat with me today, Carrie, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more about the great things you guys are doing here in Beloit.
Great, thanks, Alex.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.